We're going to look this morning at the story of Noah's Ark found in Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, I hope you'll follow along in a Bible or listen carefully as I bring you a word from God's Word. Now this is a story known by all but understood by few. It is a story that has been heard by nearly everyone but believed by few. This is no allegory, this is no fable, but this is God's Word, and it is a true story. This story is spoken of by the prophets, this story is spoken of by the apostles, and this story is spoken of by the Lord Jesus Christ, who said in Matthew 24, verse 37, "As in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." And Simon Peter the apostle wrote this in his second letter. 2 Peter 3, verse 6 and 7 says, "The world that then was overflowed with water and perished, and the heavens and earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." Now, unlike false preachers today who say, "Smile, God loves you," this preacher, like Noah, Scripture says, was a preacher of righteousness and warned his generation. This preacher, by the grace of God, is warning our generation of the wrath and judgment of God, that this world is soon to be destroyed, not by nuclear bombs, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. And only those in Christ, like those in this ark, only those in Christ will be saved. In Genesis chapter 6, this true story represents salvation that is only in Jesus Christ. This is not some old Jewish fable about Noah saving the animals, but this is a true story that represents how God chose, saves some of this condemned world by putting them in Christ, like this ark. How the wrath and judgment of God fell on Christ and Him crucified, like this ark. The rain, the wrath of God, as it were, fell on that ark, but not those in the ark. Nor will the wrath of God, nor is the judgment of God upon those that are found in Christ. Genesis 6, verses 4 through 8, I read, "There were giants in the earth in those days." Giants, as now. Men, mighty men of old, men of renown, world renown, famous, rich, big, large men. This is like today. Verse 5, "God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Now, he said that about all mankind. As Scripture says in Romans 3, there is none good. No, not one. There's none righteous. No, not one. By nature, all men and women, young people, mankind is born dead in trespasses and sin. Doesn't know God. He hates God by nature. He doesn't believe God. He will not come to God unless he is born of God, chosen of God, and born of God. Verse 6 here in chapter 6 of Genesis, it says, "It repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." There's another scripture that says, God is not a man that he should repent. God's word is not confused. We are. He's speaking in a language we can understand, as you and I might say, "I wish I had never made him." But known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world, Acts 15:18. This did not catch God by surprise. God knew this. But you say, but, don't argue. Known unto God are all his ways, all his works from the beginning of the world. We don't understand them, but he does, and he purposed it all. Verse 7, the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, the creeping thing, the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace is not an offer. Grace is a gift. Noah was given the gift of life, which is another word for faith. Faith is a gift, to know God, to believe God, to repent. That's the gift of God. Salvation is by grace, not of works. It's not a reward for our works, but it is a gift of life. Christ said, I give unto them eternal life. Life is not offered, life is given. You don't offer a dead man life. You must give it to him, must bestow it upon him. The gift of life. Faith is not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, to the praise of the glory of his sovereign giving grace. God chose Noah. God gave him life. God gave him faith. God gave him an understanding. God revealed to Noah his holiness, God's holiness, God's justice, God's anger, God's wrath, God's judgment against sin. And God revealed to Noah his love, his mercy, and his grace. Where? In the ark. It was for Noah and those in the ark. Romans 8:39 says the love of God is in one place. The very last verse of Romans 8 says the love of God is in Christ Jesus, the Lord. Hebrews 11 verse 7 says, Noah, being warned of God, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, and by which he condemned the world. Noah was warned of God, or he wouldn't have believed. He wouldn't have repented. He would be like everyone else in the world. But he was warned of God. God chose him and revealed to him his judgment, his wrath. And God revealed to Noah the one way of salvation, the ark. God warned Noah. He gave Noah fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Noah moved with fear and prepared an ark to the condemnation of the world, because Noah was not of this world. God had chosen him out of the world and given him an understanding. Well, verse 9 says that these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Someone may argue, you see, preacher, there it is. God, he found grace because he was a just man, he was perfect, and he walked with God. No, that's not what it says. He found grace first, and then it says he was a just man, perfect, and walked with God. Noah was just and perfect, or that is, justified by God. No man is justified by works. If Noah was justified by works, then he has something to glory in, but no flesh is going to glory in God's sight. Noah was justified by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He was justified by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He was justified by God. He was perfect, that is, complete, after he found grace, after he was born of God, after grace justified him, after God perfected that which concerned him. And he walked with God. No man will, no man can, no man will come to God. No man can come to God except God draw him. And Noah was drawn. Noah found grace and he walked with God. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? No, they cannot. Noah agreed with God. What God said of himself, holy, righteous, just, angry. What God said of man, he said he looked on man and there was none good, not one. He says the whole earth is filled with violence and corrupted my way. So is it with man today. Noah agreed with God what God said of salvation. There's only salvation in the ark. Only salvation. Salvation is only in Christ. Well, verse 14, God told Noah to make an ark of gopher wood. This was a wood similar to perhaps our locust wood today, impervious to decay or insects. Jesus Christ is the sinless man, the ark of salvation, God manifest in the flesh, born of a virgin without the seed of man in him. So he is sinless. He is the ark of our salvation. It says in verse 14 that Noah was to pitch that ark within and without. Pitch was black tar, or that is, the blood of a wounded tree that covered that ark within and without, so the wrath of God would not touch those in that ark. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, covers God's people, covers their sin, pays for their sin. The big word in Scripture, propitiation, covering, a bloody covering, is the pitch of God's Christ's blood. It is the atonement that Christ made on Calvary's tree on behalf of his people, for his people. No, Christ did not shed his blood for all men, for the whole world, or else the whole world would be pitched, would be saved. But those in him, he shed his blood for, and they are covered by that blood. Verse 16, a window, he said, make. A window. The only source of light in that ark was that window. Christ is the light, the only light. Verse 16, God said, make three stories. First, second, and third stories. One ship, three stories. John wrote, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. In Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 17 and 18, who was in the ark? Noah's family. God said, behold, I bring a flood of waters to destroy all flesh, everything under heaven. But, verse 18, with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou, thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Noah's family, Noah's children, only God's chosen children, the bride, the wife of Christ, his church, will be found in Christ in that day. It says two of every living thing, though, was brought into that ark. Yes, God is the Savior of the world, all mankind. This represents how God preserves all life, be it man or beast, and yet he is the Savior of the souls of only of his people, chosen and found in Christ. He will destroy all life but those in Christ. This is a story of how God chose a people out of every tribe, kindred, nation, and tongue on the earth, like these animals, out of every kind of animal, chosen out of. Noah was the one that went out and gathered these animals. None would have come unless Noah had found them and brought them. None will come to God, none will come to Christ, unless God the Holy Spirit goes out and brings them. And they're gathered and put in that ark. Though Noah did this, verse 22 says, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And so did Christ. On the cross, he said, it is finished. Christ is all. Christ did it all. He saved all given to him by the Father. The Spirit gathers them. And all flesh died, but those found with Noah in the ark. And so it is. In Adam all die, but in Christ all made alive. Are you in Christ, the ark? Join us next Sunday for another vital message from God's Word. Amen.